We begin tonight with politics and the role of money in the campaign for the White House. New Federal Election Commission reports spell out how much each of the candidates has raised and spent so far. For the Democrats, Hillary Clinton spent nearly $49 million in July, while Republican Donald Trump spent $18.4 million, a little over a third of what Clinton spent. Since the race began, the Clinton campaign has spent $319 million, while the Trump camp has spent $89.5 million. We catch up on all of this now with Matea Gold. She covers money and influence for The Washington Post, and we welcome you back to the NewsHour. Oh,
great to be with you.
So, Matea, when you look at these numbers that we just cited of what these two candidates have spent, what does that tell you about their priorities?
Well, I have to say, when Donald Trump's filing came in late Saturday night, it was incredibly surprising. He had actually had a very successful fundraising month in July. He actually almost matched Clinton and the DNC through his fundraising in conjunction with the RNC. So we expected to see a lot of spending. But really, this is a reflection of the completely unorthodox approach that Trump has taken to this campaign. He actually really has scoffed at some of the traditional campaign investments that you see campaigns making over the years. So for one, he doesn't believe in expensive TV ads. He's just starting to do that right now. And he hasn't built a big infrastructure on the ground. And those are the two big differences.
And speaking of, one way to look at infrastructure, I guess, is the number of staff they've hired. And you look at that and you see that in these numbers of what you found in their filing.
Yeah, it's really remarkable, Judy. So by the end of July, Hillary Clinton had 705 paid staffers. And Trump had 82, barely just maybe a half dozen more than he had in June. This is a period of time that both of the candidates were receiving their nominations at the conventions, the time when candidates traditionally are gearing up for the final 4 months of the campaign. And really what's happening here is Donald Trump is leaning on the Republican National Committee, the national party, to provide the kind of ground voter mobilization that often usually the candidate takes the lead in doing.
And when you contrast, I think the small size of Donald Trump's staff compared to previous presidential campaigns, it's really a notable difference.
There's no comparison. And one of the things that I think worries actually Trump allies is that he's too vulnerable by leaning on the RNC in this way. If Trump's numbers do not improve late in the fall, if the RNC decides to have its folks on the ground focus on Senate and House candidates as opposed to really pushing their presidential candidate, he really won't have anyone there to make up the difference.
Now, Matea, you also told us it's interesting when you look at these numbers, how much they spent on television, on advertising. What do you find there?
So really mind-blowing. I mean, by the end of July, Clinton's campaign had already spent $108 million on TV production and airtime. They just announced today another $80 million on national cable. Trump, by comparison, last week launched his first general election ad, $4.8 million.
And what are the campaign, what is the Trump camp saying about this?
So their argument is they don't need television in the way that she does. He has a huge megaphone through earned media, as we've talked about already in this election. His every remark, every remark and every tweet gets incredibly amplified through the media. And he reaches people directly through social media. So they really don't feel like they have to spend on the ways that she does. And in fact, we saw that this race was very tight up and through the summer until the conventions at the time. She was spending a lot on television and that validated that theory of theirs.
Now, let's look, Matea, at where the money's coming from. The campaign's confirmed some numbers. We actually saw a few days ago that she raised about $90 million in July. He raised about $82 million. So it sounds like relative parity there, but what more is there to see?
Well, one of the mysteries of Trump's filing is why there wasn't more in his actual campaign account by the end of the month. His campaign had said they had raised about $64 million online and through direct mail with the party. We thought we would see most of that in his campaign. He ended up just reporting $36 million in his campaign, which suggests a lot of that money hasn't been transferred over from the Joint Fundraising Committee or has been spent in another way.
Let me just stop you there. Explain the difference between the Joint Fundraising Committee in the campaign, those two pots?
Yeah, so there's both of the candidates actually are working through two joint fundraising committees. It's basically a committee that raises money for both the campaign and the national party and splits the proceeds. And so a share of the money that goes into the joint fundraising committee legally goes to the campaign, another share goes to the national party. And usually the small donations end up with the campaign, and those are really traditionally the most valuable because the candidate controls that money and can really direct those resources.
And speaking of small donations, it is interesting how much of the money, to look at how much came from donors giving $200 or less, with Clinton, $62 million, 18% of what she raised. But for Trump, it was over 30%.
There's no question that as soon as he finally began fundraising, he tapped into incredible enthusiasm among his supporters and, in fact, caught, I think, the Clinton campaign by surprise with how much money he was able to raise so quickly online through small donors. And he's also put in a large share of his own money, $52 million, by the end of July into this presidential bid.
Fascinating. 1 month's reporting. There's a lot there. Matea Gull with The Washington Post, we thank you.
Thank you.